Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai Elion. The Lord God Most High. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn His face toward you and grant you shalom. And what would the Lord say to us on this beautiful, glorious day? For such a time as this, this program is all about the encouragement of God's Word. We must encourage ourselves with the Word of God. The Word of God is life. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God is truth. Especially for such a time as this, the Lord would remind us, be wary. Leviathan the Twister is trying to bring division, arguments, angst, twisting words. So, if you say to someone, it is red, they will say that you said it is blue. Part of Satan's agenda is to divide and conquer and split up and malign and lie. One of the tactics of Leviathan the Twister is that he holds on until you break. The good news is that if you have stood this long, then you can keep standing. You are going to make it. God does not let go of faith. You are going to make it. I believe the Lord would say to you today, my child, you are going to make it. I have seen you and I have watched you. I have watched over you, especially in your times of fear and doubt. I have been extra close to you, especially in your times of fear and doubt. I do not let go of you. Everything around you has been hard, like brass, but I have echoed in your spirit, in your inner man, and you have heard me. Continue to let godly, holy, reverential love and fear of me guide you and keep you. Do not let Leviathan the Twister pull you into deception or lying or grievousness or strife. Godly, holy, reverential love and fear will keep you standing and walking in the right way, my way. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. So let us let the reverential, holy love and fear of the Lord lead us and guide us. All of us, all that we have been through has made us stronger. All of this and all that we have been through has made us stronger. And yes, there is going to be an explosion that will change everything. So let us remember, let us move in the spirit of David to take down the ungodly giants. Let us remember and let us move in the spirit of Daniel. Open up your windows and continue to worship God no matter what. Let us remember and move in the spirit of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. We will not bow down to another god. No god of fear or lies or threats. We will not bow down, no matter what. Let us remember and move in the spirit of Caleb and say, give me my mountain. I must be about my father's business. Joshua, let us remember and move in the spirit of Joshua. Go, you evangelist. Go and take new ground. Go and take new cities. Joseph, you are being called out of the prison. Lazarus, the Lord calls you. Come out of your grave clothes. Dry bones, come alive. Yes, child of God, let us now speak life to our dry bones. You speak life to your dry bones. Place your hand on your chest and say scripture with me. Let us declare this as often as we can. Stand up and declare scripture. Stand up and declare, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. Oh, hallelujah. We receive it, Lord. It is ours. Amen. So be it. Almighty God's predestined ultimate plan cannot be stopped. Child of God, remember, you were bought for a price. Child of God, remember, the ultimate price was paid for you. Hallelujah. And if you would like to ask Jesus to come into your heart and into your life, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God, and I believe it. And I know that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you this because I know that you rose on the third day. Hallelujah, to give me eternal life. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, fill me completely. I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. I hope you were able to pray those words with me. Amen and amen. The Lord has impressed on me. He continues to impress on me that the Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. Hallelujah. So we pray and lift up Ron DeSantis and his family right now. Father God, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Ron DeSantis and his family, as it is on earth, as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. And we ask the same for President Donald J. Trump to stand in his anointed position of David, that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump and his family. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. The Lord calls you forth, Israel. The Lord calls you forth, England. The Lord calls you forth, Canada. And the Lord calls you forth, Australia. You have not been forgotten. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we recognize that this is a time that has been set aside, called Christmas. It could have been set aside in March or May or July, but it is a time set aside to say thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth in human form. And yes, we say thank you to Jesus every day. This is a time to celebrate the new thing, to celebrate change, to celebrate miracles, healings, to celebrate all that is good versus bad, to celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. Now, we know that Satan expounds words to bring fear, variant, plandemic, back to normal. So let us expound God's word. Let us declare our battle cry. Psalm 23. Hallelujah. Let's say it as a battle cry. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. And my brother and my sister, just as a bride is hot and passionate for her husband, allow me to encourage us to be hot and passionate for our Jesus, not lukewarm, lest we be spewed out. I encourage you, child of God, be bold, be strong. The Lord your God is with you. I continue to hold you up in prayer, my brother and my sister. This is a special time in the Lord. This time is your time. It's you and Jesus. You in him and he in you. Hold on fast. Hold on fast. And don't let go. I encourage you. In England, we have the English bulldog. Once that bulldog latches on its teeth, it does not let go. You can spin it around, twirl it, do what you want. It is not letting go. May I encourage in the best way that you be that English bulldog. Yes, I said English bulldog. And I know you two have beautiful American bulldogs. Be an American bulldog. Latch on to your Jesus and don't let go. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Remember, the King is coming. The King himself is coming. I can hear it so clearly in my spirit. The King, your King is coming. And remember, you shall walk with him. Child of God, be all that you can be. In Jesus' name, love your Lord and be all that you can be. Amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.